If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's that? What are you saying, bro?
Just saying hello to everyone in Swahili.
Why are you speaking Swahili? You're Indian, aren't you?
Well, Swahili is spoken in Eastern Africa, mostly in Kenya. I think I did mention my father was born in Kenya.
Yeah, I do recall you saying that. But why are we talking about Africa and Kenya today?
It's in the title, bro.
Mamba Badazi?
Bro, it's pronounced Mandizi, otherwise known as Mahamri. Well, the word Mahamri is mostly used in our household, and obviously Barazi.
You've lost me, Sol. I think we should just end the episode right here. Play that music.
Wait, I haven't explained what it is.
You're lucky I didn't end the show. Okay, Sol, what is it?
So, should I thank you for that?
Yes.
Bro, that was a rhetorical question.
All right, get on with it, Sol.
Anyway, first of all, let's start with Mandizi. From here onwards, I will refer to Mandizi as Mahamri. Like I said, that's what we called it in our household. And I find myself familiar with that term more than Mandizi.
Oh, okay.
Mahamri is like a fried bread that originated on the Swahili coast.
What's the Swahili coast?
Well, it consists of these countries: Comoros, Kenya, Mozambique, and Tanzania.
Cool, carry on.
It's one of the popular dishes in this region, especially in Kenya and Tanzania. Reason being is that it's convenient to make and can be eaten with almost any food or dips, or just as a snack by itself. Not just that, but it can be saved and reheated for a later date. In West African countries, such as Ghana and Nigeria, it is also known as bofrot or puff puff.
So it's like nachos then?
No. Mahamri, I like donuts. When cooked, they have a soft, fluffy texture and a sweet taste, but is less sweet and sugary compared to the styles of donuts you get here in the UK. And obviously, Dim's favourite country, the good old US
tonight. America.
Donuts.
So imagine a donut without the sugary frosting, and you would have a mahamri instead.
Yeah, I get you now. Well, that reminds me of my Holy Donuts episode number 27. Make sure you check that out. Great episode.
True. Your listeners need to check it out. It has some interesting facts. Anyway, as for the shape, they are commonly made in shapes of triangles.
Oh God, here we go again. That triangle sound again. Please don't mention samosas.
Well, yeah, the shapes are eerily similar, but without any fillings. Oh, that reminds me. Check out episode 20. Don't be a square. Why not triangle a samosa? It has some great facts about how samosas are taking over the world.
Yeah, another great episode you need to check out. If you're not a square, get it? Triangle, square. Oh, forget it. Lol. Anyway, back to this episode. Carry on, Saul.
Other shapes that mahamri are made are a circular one. The dough is briefly cooked in cooking oil, and the ingredients that are added are flour, milk, sugar, yeast, water, and finally, coconut milk. From my research, the difference between mahamri and mandizi is that mahamri has coconut milk and mandizi doesn't.
Okay, so let me get this right. Without coconut milk, it's called mandazi, and with coconut milk, it's called mahamri?
Yeah, that's correct.
So one ingredient changes the name. How fascinating. Anyway, carry on, Saul.
Other ingredients you can add are ground peanuts and almonds.
So does it change to another name, like a transformer?
Nah, bro. From my research, it's still the same. Again, it all depends if coconut milk is added or not.
Okay, cool. Carry on.
So I was saying, ground peanuts or almonds are just some of the ingredients, among other ingredients you can add to make them a bit different. After they've been cooked, they can be eaten warm or left to cool down. My preference is that I like it whilst it's piping hot, as that's when it tastes delicious. Something with tea? Delicious. They can also be eaten with juice or on its own. As I mentioned before, you can always reheat them. Anyway, remember we were talking about donuts before? Dims, do you like them warm or cold?
Warm, definitely better, especially in the winter months, with a hot cup of cocoa. Lol.
True, I like them warm too. Anyway, back to mahamri. Mahamri are commonly made in the morning, and that's a fact, bro. As my grandma, God rest her soul, she used to make them in the morning. And they used to have them for breakfast, and in lunch, and in supper too. As you can see, it's very versatile. Another interesting fact I found whilst researching about mahamri, you can add powdered cinnamon to it, so it becomes like a dessert. I've never tried this. I hope to give it a try one day. Personally, I couldn't find any history or where it originated from, other than it's from the Swahili coast.
Okay, Saul. I think you're making this up. I'm going to do some research on this now.
Go ahead, bro.
So go on then. How do you spell it?
Which one? There's two, remember?
Yeah, but the interchangeable. So any, just give me a spelling.
Okay. So the most common one is mandizi.
That's... Spelling, please, Saul.
Okay. M-A-N.
You know I'm impatient. Yep.
D-A-Z-I. Do you get that?
Yeah, roger. Oh, okay. I see it, yeah. It's a bit like a samosa.
Yeah, I told you.
You're right there. So fried bread originated from somewhere near the coast. Okay, good, good. Thinking of to get me some salad. You're making me hungry, man. I feel like trying some.
Yeah, come down to mine and I'll give it to you, bro. Anytime.
Do you have it plain then? Do you have it like, or do you have it with something?
No, it's plain. We'll have it with barazi, like I said, but we'll talk about barazi just in a few moments. Like I said, I didn't
it's
even
bready,
know
that. It's bready, isn't it? It's quite bready.
It's like I said, it's like a donut.
Donut.
So it's like a hollow
so donuts, you can put jam in, you can put...
Yeah, you can have jam in and all that. But I find it weird. That's me, isn't it? That's my preference. That's how I was brought up to eat it. Right, eat it hollow.
Is it as sweet as a donut?
It can be, yeah.
Yeah, it's got an alternative name, Swahili bun.
Yeah, it could be other names as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to give that a try one day. You know me, man. Sweet tooth guy.
Come down, bro. Anytime, yeah. Come down.
Just fact checking there. It's fine. It's all great. It's all gravy. It's all mandazi.
Okay, cool. I think I'll carry on with the rest of the episode, as this episode is sort of like a meal. Like they say, you need two to tango.
Oh, so you need a mamri and a brazi to tango.
Mm-hmm.
Another lame joke. Ha ha ha. You need some new material, bro.
Okay, then. Give me some jokes, then, Mr. Funny Man.
Okay. Here's one for you.
All right.
What do you call a fake noodle?
A fake noodle?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. Tell me, bro.
An impasto.
You mean imposter?
It's a joke, so.
Okay, then. I'll carry on. The next on the menu.
On the menu. Finally, a good joke.
The next item is barazi.
So what's that then?
Well, it's like a vegan, veggie coconut curry.
What's up with all this coconut food? What if someone doesn't like coconut? I think they wouldn't like this episode.
True that. Anyway, do you like coconut?
Nah, I don't love it. I don't hate it. It's just meh.
Bro, we're not talking about Marmite.
Haha, finally, another good joke, Mr. Bunny Man.
Coconuts. I think it's nice, especially the juice. Anyway, back to barazi. Like I was saying, barazi is a coconut curry. The dish has pigeon peas and is simmered in coconut milk. The ingredients are as follows. Coconut milk, white flour, lemon juice, salt, turmeric powder, red chili powder, and last but not least, garlic paste.
Well, never heard of pigeon peas. Looks like you learn something new every day.
Totally agree. Another thing I learned from my research, it's typically eaten or served for breakfast. But just like mahamri, you can have it anytime. I personally never had it for breakfast. In my household, it was dinner or a supper meal for us.
Can you eat it cold, like mahamri?
I've always had it warm. I think you could, but I'm not sure. Just like mahamri, this is the Swahili coast origin.
Any more history on this?
Personally, couldn't find any.
Well, looks like I'll have to do your work for you again, Sol.
Go ahead, bro. The world is your oyster.
Well done, Sol. You're just about getting better at this. Right, let's do this. Go on then, Sol. Spelling, please.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay. It's B-A-R-A-Z-I. Bar-A-Z.
Bar-A-Z.
So what you got?
Give me a sec.
Taking too long.
You're right. There's not much history on it at all.
So I'm
saying it's Persian.
Persian? Yeah. Okay. Any pictures?
Something about province of Iran.
Okay. Are you sure you got the right spelling?
B-A-R. Yeah. Azadai. R-A-C.
Yep.
Like you said. All right.
Any videos, images?
Oh, yeah. It's got images. It's got...
What does it look like? It's like a curry.
Burnt toast.
Burnt toast?
Yeah.
It's not a toast.
Which one is it? So there's like a soup.
And yeah, it's like a soup. Yeah, soup.
Like soup.
Soup with pigeon peas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It looks like, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Looks... It's like usually greeny color. Well, I don't know, but we have a greeny in our household again.
It's yellowy, the one I'm looking at, with green and red.
Okay, peas. You can have yellowy as well. Yeah, because it's like greeny, yellowish, yeah.
They're eating it with something, that might be the bras. Yeah, it's just theirs is a bit more done. Mandazi, cardamom, donuts, okay.
That's totally.
Yeah, you're right. So there's a few recipes, a few pictures. There isn't much history on this, to be fair. Well, back to the topic in hand, as you would say. I do think you've covered it quite well, and I've learnt some interesting facts. So, well done there, Sol.
You're welcome. Anyway, I think we have a recipe on this. Let me just get it out.
No, Sol.
No what?
No, no more recipes.
Let me just give one recipe, bro. It's just one
recipe. We've had this conversation before. Don't you remember?
What conversation?
The conversation about normal recipes. We're not doing it.
I don't get you, bro. What? It's just a recipe. It's just a recipe for our lovely listeners out there.
Don't make me shut this down, Saul. No, no recipes. We've gone through this already.
No. Anyway, you will need the following. Voila! You've now made barazi. That's everything. Hope you all have found this episode interesting. And see you peeps next time at the table. Bye for now. Bro, why are you laughing for? Why are you giggling?
Nothing. Great why? Recipe, Sol.
What? Did you do something?
Nah.
So, why are you sniggering for?
I'm sure listeners loved your recipe, Sol.
Hey, did you cut my mic off?
No, check it. Was it? I don't know.
Green light's on. I'm sure it was on.
Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't.
Bro, don't make me do this, man. Why did you do that for? I told you, man.
I told you, didn't I? I said no more. When I said no more, what does no more mean? It means no more recipe. What does it mean? What? Let me do one last recipe. That's for Razi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.